not only is it my birthday today, but today is Happy International Podcast Day. So to all my listeners, thank you for being part of my podcast. And to all of you who support me and do podcasting, Happy International Podcast Day. Welcome back. I'm your host, Marina. And today we're going to do a little bit of a different thing because we're going to go ahead and actually do a book review on a classic. And that classic is actually called Alice in Wonderland. And the reason why I wanted to do this was because it is one of my favorite classic stories. And when I was 30, so I am giving away my age, when I was 30, I dressed up as Alice in Wonderland and I had a really fun, exciting party. And anyways, all that being said, I just wanted to go through some little theories or some ideas around the story itself and actually talk about it. So first things first, the story begins with Alice basically talking to her sister and talking about how the idea of being able to use a book without a picture or conversations is just basically not a book, right? And then she goes ahead and she follows the white rabbit down the hole. So the rabbit has basically this whole idea and concept around time. So we'll get into a little bit of that later on. But what she does is she goes down the rabbit hole, or quote unquote the well as well. And she does this and she is in this path of going ahead and finding a golden key. And this golden key leads her to what is the garden. And we also have this concept of drink me, which Alice says, and I quote, drink me. But the wise little Alice was not going to do that in a hurry. So because she wasn't going to do this in a hurry, because she wanted to make sure that what she was drinking was in fact not labeled poison. So she went ahead and decided to drink whatever it is that was in the bottle. So here's one of the theories about Alice, is that she was in fact an alcoholic. And so, you know, and so this, she made up this world around her drinking and her eating as a way of just kind of, you know, coping with her tipsiness or her alcoholism and all that stuff. So creating this idea, this world, which is Alice Wonderland, right? So we have that theory on her being this person of being drunk. Or even further down, she goes ahead and actually meets the caterpillar, who is actually someone who actually takes in hookah. And as most of you guys know, of course, she doesn't do this, but there's this idea that, you know, the two intertwine, the drinking and the drugs, because obviously at the end of the day, drinking and doing drugs is considered the same idea. So there's that as well. So that idea of her being a druggie or an alcoholic or anything of that sort was also considered one of the theories behind the story of Alice in Wonderland. So to go a little bit into the idea of Alice in Wonderland. If you guys didn't know this, and here's where I'm gonna kind of go into the learning aspect of the podcast, there is actually a syndrome called Alice in Wonderland, which is also abbreviated as AIWS, which is a neurologic condition, okay? And there was a journal in Google that was written in 2018 where there has been 166 cases in literature explaining what this syndrome is about. So the person who first founded this syndrome was Dr. John Todd in the 1950s, okay? So basically, this syndrome is mostly presented through children. It's very common to be presented with children at a young age and also young adults. They can eventually grow out of it, but it's something that is not what they are seeing in their eyes, of course. So there's this concept or this idea that these people are hallucinating and they have like these stories in their way of their mind. So it's quite interesting. And then there's also another symptoms are usually migraines or epilepsy. They also see their bodies in different sizes. So this idea of Alice in Wonderland kind of going from small to big, from drinking to eating, kind of relates to that a little bit if you really think about it. And sometimes certain things too, so like just an object being bigger than it's supposed to be, so it's just like an illusion. I would assume that's how people might see it, when really it's just the normal size. So going down to this whole idea of treatments for this syndrome is actually to control any type of stress that a child might have, or in this case, sometimes a young adult, or to control the infection that they might have. Because it is actually known that most of the time when they find out a person has AIWS, they might have some type of infection. So in order for there to be some type of treatment, they can go ahead and fight it off by improving this infection that they might have. And of course, one of another way is actually to go ahead and have any type or form of meditation that can calm their mind and their body. So therefore they are not really hallucinating, but also being present at that moment. So it's very important to actually realize that as well. And when we first get to know Alice through her thoughts and everything like that, we do find out that she's very unhappy. But she also talks about how she reads a lot of fairy tales and how that makes her feel one with herself and how she wants to eventually become a writer. So a lot of people have said that this is the writer himself who is actually basically writing or saying that he is Alice. So there's theories about that as well, if you really dig deep. So a lot of people say that he himself might have actually had the syndrome of Alice in Wonderland. So pushing a little bit further into the story, we do see Alice talking to all these characters, such as a rabbit, such as a mouse, such as the caterpillar. And she is still ongoing having a conversation with herself. So there's also that concept of her talking to herself. It's not the idea that these characters actually talk, it's her having a conversation with her mind. So also think about that as well, because that is also very interesting. So also note that these creatures think she is a serpent. So when we think of serpent, usually people think about snakes or something evil, which goes back to her trying to be two people. In some part of the book, she did go ahead and mention that she was fighting with this idea of being two different people. And it actually was in the first chapter where she says, and I quote, "But it's no use now," thought poor Alice, "to pretend to be two people. Why, there's hardly enough of me left to make one responsible person." So if she's saying that, she's talking about her inner self, right? So it goes back to this idea of the ego versus your highest self. So her ego is this idea of this world that she's in, this wonderland. And the outside world, which would be back when she's back in reality, would be her highest self. So, all right. So that's pretty much a rundown of all these different theories and concepts behind Alice in Wonderland. So let's get to the good juicy part of why I love this story so much. So, to be quite honest, first and foremost is that I love tea. So it's no surprise to you that I love when you get to see all these different versions of movies of Alice in Wonderland and how she is basically the March Hare and the other characters in this huge, large table, and they are basically gonna drink tea. So I think that's such a lovely scenery, and just like the concept of it is really nice. But as a side note, think about what March Hare really said, which was how the time has stopped for him. So if you think about it and look back into the story, which is obviously his idea of how it stopped at 6 o'clock, right? So what is time really, if you think about it? We, as people who really go into a deeper sense, we are very aware of what time really is, because if we are in a spiritual journey, or if we're into our self-discovery journey or our self-improvement journey or any kind of journey, time tends to be our worst enemy when we think about what is our age or how we need to do things in such a quick manner and be, you know, constantly busy. This idea of our pitta energy and making sure to get things done right this moment. So time is just one of those things where we go back to this idea of what is time. So we need to remember that time is also being present. You know, that is something that I always think about, that time is very important. And I cannot stress enough, one of the quotes that is actually written in this book, it says, and I quote, "It's no use going back to yesterday because I was a different person then." So I will actually leave you guys with that quote to think about. If you are one of those people that love to journal, I would recommend you guys to journal on that question. So do keep in mind, this is all for educational purposes, and there's different theories out there. I do really, really would love for you guys to go ahead and really fully try to reread Alice in Wonderland now that you guys are older, and get to see which theory you feel like connects more to the story, because every story has its whys or why it was written. I believe that, you know, Lewis Carroll did his version of this story, and I truly believe now that I'm older that this is all goes down to the syndrome that I mentioned, which is Alice in Wonderland syndrome, which is also known as a neurological condition, and you know, it's not something that is fake. It actually has been proven that there are cases of people who do suffer from this, and it's just something very interesting to quite actually learn about. So if you guys are interested, I really suggest you guys to look into it and get to know a little bit more about this syndrome that is basically, you know, a rare type of syndrome that is out there, so, or condition in this case. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I wanted to kind of dedicate this podcast to my birthday, which is September 30th. So I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you do like this podcast, please, I will love for you guys to go ahead and rate it and tell your friends about it, and I would really appreciate it. It will be an amazing birthday gift for myself, of course. Take care. We have a special segment every month called Peace Learn Health Book Club, where we review one book or two, and sometimes we are lucky enough to have a special author join us and answer some questions about a specific book that they wrote.